From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Could you recognize Mary Poppins without her hat and umbrella? Would Maleficent be as menacing without her horns? These costumes from Disney movies don't only make the characters recognizable, they tell the audience things dialogue can't. The Birmingham Museum of Art's new exhibit, Heroes and Villains, The Art of the Disney Costume, highlights how costume designers are storytellers themselves. WBHM's Kelsey Shelton takes us there.
My first stop in the exhibit is Cinderella's workshop. Versions of the iconic blue gown take center stage, along with desks that are covered with design sketches, paintbrushes, and colored pencils.
You're seeing kind of a case study of how different designers approach the same character. So you'll see
That's Matthew Adams. He's the manager of exhibition for the Walt Disney Archives and a Birmingham native. He says although it's called Cinderella's Workshop, it's really a workshop of Cinderella's. Each display shows how the costume designers worked through different ideas before figuring out the best Cinderella for the movie.
And this one was designed by Colleen Atwood for the Into the Woods 2014 version, which looks very different than the other ones. It's not that iconic blue color.
It's gold. And that's the point of the exhibit, to show the effect costume design has on the entire movie.
But we thought it would be really cool to look at it through the lens of heroes and villains specifically.
Walking into the heroes and villains portion of the exhibit,
you're immediately greeted by the striking vignette with Peter Pan and Hook.
The exhibit features several standoffs between villains and heroes. The wolf stares down Red Riding Hood from Into the Woods, and Cruella de Vil terrorizes a puppy from 101 Dalmatians. But the most striking scene is Gaston taking down the Beast from the live-action Beauty and the Beast.
It's a very imposing figure of the Beast.
It's imposing because it's huge. The Beast's costume is too big for a regular mannequin, so a custom one was created. In fact, every mannequin in the exhibit is custom made with the actor's proportions. But to Becky Klein, the director of the Walt Disney Archives, the biggest benefit with custom mannequins is they can be posed in ways that show the spirit of the character.
We didn't want to just have the costumes on straight mannequins, which you see most of the time. We wanted to put more life into the mannequins.
Klein's excitement is palpable as she leads me around the exhibit, pointing out her favorite costumes. We're entering the villain side of the exhibit when she stops to look at Cinderella's evil stepmother.
And of course, all of her costumes are gorgeous and tailored and everything, but poison green, you know? You know she's a villain looking at that.
Klein says costume designers don't get enough credit.
I don't think people think of the costumes as being art, and these truly are pieces of art, and there's a lot of thought that goes into color choices and styling and the silhouettes.
Through costuming alone, you can tell which characters are heroes and which are villains.
It's really interesting to see why. Why do you know that? It's something that I think doesn't get as much recognition as it should.
The goal of a costume designer is to accurately represent the character through its costume. Klein's favorite example is from a movie called Tomorrowland.
Come over and look at this one Tomorrowland costume. I always point it out to people.
She refuses to let me leave without seeing it up close.
And if you look at it, there's a pattern on it, but that pattern is lines of code, it's formulas.
And when you see the dress from the front, the fabric looks flat. But when you look at it from the side, you can see how it shines. It lets the audience know the character is otherworldly without saying it.
That's the kind of thing that makes this costume design so special, is that you wouldn't actually pick up on that on screen, but the actress wearing it would see it and understand, and it would help her get into character.
This costume shows the work designers do to put a character's entire storyline in just one dress. And, despite how easy they make it look, it's a lot more than bippity-boppity-boo. Kelsey Shelton, WBHM.
The Birmingham Museum of Art is a program sponsor on WBHM, but our news and business departments operate independently.